I mean, when it's terrifying, say yes. I mean, you say yes to an opportunity that terrifies you, and you may dread it. You may wake up in the morning and be like, "I."
Has it been your dream to become an engineer, to switch from the job that you're working right now, be taken seriously, get a full-time salary, and be coding? Then go to hackreactor.com, the trusted resource to become a credible engineer. That's hackreactor.com/scholarships if you want to check out more on how to become an engineer at no cost at all. Remember to enter in the code Women in Tech. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to patreon.com/womenintech. That's patreon.com/womenintech to make a small contribution to keep this podcast going. Thank you. Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am in Wilmington, North Carolina. So happy to be here. I'm here inside Tech Mountain, powered by Castle Branch. It's just the coolest thing. And I met this cool digital agency earlier in the day, and they have a fabulous, predominantly female team, and all of them are so passionate about technology. And I met this one girl who was freaked out about being on the podcast. And I was like, okay, so you have to be on now. Like, you have to be on the show because you are freaked out to be on the show. And this is a perfect opportunity to challenge your fears. And I know that the reason why I was inspired to create the show in the first place is to show people what is possible. So to me, she is an inspiration to all of you taking a chance right now, having the courage to share her story, how she became involved in data analytics.
So this is my second fear. First fear is cockroaches. So did you want to know how I became involved in this? Is that?
I thought you were going to ask, do I want to know how you became afraid of cockroaches?
Well, no, they're just scary in general.
So go ahead and introduce yourself for everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Colby, like the cheese, Raker, and I work for SIS Digital. It's a digital marketing agency, and I do a lot of the paid advertising and reporting, so analytics for all my clients.
And SIS also created a virtual reality product. Are you involved in that end of it?
A little bit with the advertising and the web pieces. I mean, just the front end, putting some of that content and making sure that that's up to date on the new website, but that's about it.
And how did you initially get involved in technology? When did that journey start for you?
So I graduated from UNCW, which is the college here in Wilmington, with a major in political science and history, and didn't know what I wanted to do with my life.
And I still don't know what I want to do
with
my life.
Yeah, I know. And it does. I mean, like, how do you know unless you do it and you try something? So I had the opportunity to work for a small manufacturer in a company that actually ships internationally. But still maintain that really small, fun company culture. And so this manufacturer had a lot of different sales channels. And again, they were international. So I was hired as a customer service person at $8 an hour. And just had the opportunity to step in so many roles and to learn so many different things after people were leaving. And just like, you know, I was there for the long haul. And I think it was Amazon and like really being able to transform our sales channels that way as a manufacturer to cut off distributors and to learn the Amazon platform and become a vendor. And these were two brands that were e-commerce companies. So definitely learned both of those shopping carts and you know, what blogging and all of these things can do to empower a brand. So.
And so it was with those experiences at your entry-level job that you started to realize, oh, there's this world of technology and I really want to pursue it and find out what that's all about and what it means to me in my professional life.
Yeah, it's a lot of instant gratification, right? Like, you know, you do something and you preview it, caching. And then you...
She said something so, so cute. That's right when I knew I wanted to interview her. I thought I was done for the day, kind of. And she's like, cash it later. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. Are you... You're like making a meme out of it or something.
No, I'm not. I'm just so shy, again, when it comes to doing this kind of thing. And especially shy when it comes to social media. So email is the best way to get a touch with me because I don't have much of a presence.
Well, her team is creating a meme, and so they will post it to the Women in Tech Facebook page so we can all share it. It's like,
they got my back.
Yeah, it's really I thought that was so, I hadn't heard that before. I'm like a disappointing nerd.
Cash me outside.
Cash me outside.
C-A-C-H-E.
When did you transition from studying commerce, getting into paid advertising and essentially data science, right? Like what are all the areas that you currently work in now?
So, I mean, I loved my old company, and like shout out to DryCorp for teaching me so much and giving me so much experience. We have worked with an agency in the past, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. Like, that seems like really like nice to be able to really focus on one thing that you're right. passionate about and like have different clients and work with different verticals. And so I just kind of fell into it. And I was hired without, you know, I had a lot of on the job experience, but not necessarily, a certification in right. AdWords. So I mean, it was great to be able to get that.
And what would you
on the job?
What so many people listening need to do paid advertising to grow their mobile app users, to grow their marketing, their branding, their customer base, their website visits. What are three top things you look for to have a smart campaign?
Ooh, I mean, it really just depends on what your goal is. Like, you know, there's a lot of different options, whether or not it's attracting people that are actively searching, you know, for a solution or searching for your brand, or just maybe not even know that your brand exists. It's a lot of different ways.
So what's like a couple things someone could do, like if they want to get into not the technical, but like something that they need to think about, like three questions to ask yourself if you're pursuing paid marketing before you start creating the campaign.
Do you want to achieve? Do you have set out like outcomes? What do you want from paid advertising? What is your cost or your profit basically after you pay somebody to manage your account and to, you know, like after the ad spend? So are you going to be profitable after that? So that's two. Okay. So three, I mean, do you have a good understanding of what customers are doing online? I mean, how are they finding your product, and what is a way that they could find your product? Is this a good avenue for you to pursue?
And how did you develop your skill in that field?
Being hands-on.
Kind
of like, well, yes, hands-on and kind of left to my own devices. I mean, I knew at the small company that I worked at that what they cared about, and that's mm-hmm. money, that's sales. So if you can, you know, get them more sales and be directly responsible for that, but without having anybody to tell you how, because nobody's going to do that.
Right.
Then you will, yeah, that's how I fell in love with it.
And how long have you worked at SIS now?
About a year and a half.
And how did you find them?
I have reached out to them. I had seen an ad and applied for a job, and then actually got a call a couple months later. So it wasn't like a direct response thing. So, and had a conversation with Ty, you know, found an opportunity to really like hone in on one thing because of the, you know, my first company, it was just all over the place all the time,
right.
putting out fires almost. It was just, you know, switching gears
right.
on totally different things, and I couldn't really specialize in one thing.
Right.
And this allowed me, you know, the opportunity to really like do that.
You wanted to master skill. It's so funny. Yeah. One of my good friends, Daniel, just gifted me a book called One Thing.
One Thing.
There's supposedly, you know, right now, especially in the tech culture, and what it encourages is it encourages multitasking. It encourages being all over the place. And there's so many studies done that say you're actually ineffective the more places you are. The most effective you could be is picking one solid thing, focusing on one solid task, and just making sure you knock that out of the park and then move on to the next. So it was very astute of you to be that self-aware and then set up your career path in a way where you can master one mm-hmm. skill set.
Or multiple skill sets, but just have the time and just the resources and to be allowed that you're not inside the company.
Right. You know,
there's a big difference than being inside the company than working for an agency. It's right. a huge difference.
Right.
I mean, it's good that I have the experience because I know what, you know, clients care about,
right.
basically being on the other side. But I think it is such a relief to be able to have the time and the focus to be able to really think about these campaigns and really just learn all the new things that are coming out all the time and how they think about how they could help my clients and boost their bottom line, because that's what every company cares about.
And how often do you review the data and pivot accordingly? Like, do you check it once a week? Do you recommend a review every quarter? Like, what is your kind of review
schedule? I check
it
every day.
Every day.
Just because it's so rewarding to me, you know, to see results. Or I want to know, because, I mean, my clients don't care about every day.
Yeah.
You know, but I do.
Yeah.
And because that's something I did. So I want to see how it's performing. But typically, I check in with my clients about twice a month,
yeah.
unless, you know, I'm willing to help them out with anything else. I mean, they really look to us kind of as more of, you know, a consultant
right.
in a way, because I feel like gaining that trust from clients is really important, because there's a lot of mistrust.
And do you still work with a lot of commerce sites, helping them grow, or what industry are you focused on now? Which ones most excite you about doing paid advertising?
Well,
for?
I love e-commerce, but we really acquired a lot of healthcare, which is a totally different vertical, and it's a lot of different policies and things that you need to learn regarding, you know, how to advertise this type of service. But that's really been the bulk of what we've been doing lately, is a lot of healthcare and skilled nursing and rehab and assisted living. So,
and before we wrap up the conversation, we started this episode / conversation / interview because it terrified you to have this conversation. How do you feel right now?
Terrified to hear this recording.
Yeah. And what empowered you to do it anyway?
You did.
Come on.
You know, you take those opportunities to when it's terrifying, say yes. I mean, you say yes to an opportunity that terrifies you, and you may dread it. You may wake up in the morning and be like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But it is so important, because public speaking, again, is my second biggest fear next to cockroaches. So. It is terrifying me. And I love the, like, I didn't wake up this morning knowing that I was going to be on a national podcast, but
yeah.
I'm doing it and I'm here and I had the opportunity. So I said yes.
I love it.
Be the yes man.
Right? I love it.
Or the yes.
Or woman.
Woman.
Yeah. I love it. Like, I absolutely love it. And I'm so happy that you did it. And I really think so many people right now are listening to you take a leap, and they'll be able, I mean, don't you guys think so? You'll be able now to leap forward yourself because you see that she's doing it despite being terrified.
Didn't fall on my face necessarily. Yeah.
I mean, I turned off there's no video, there's no anything, it's just the mics, but it's really powerful that you took the chance. Earlier when I gave a talk, I talk about fear a lot. I mean, use the word terrified. I say that I'm afraid of things often, but I put fear, I see fear as my protector, that's like has my back looking out for me. But just because fear has its own perception of the world, it doesn't mean that I can't say, hey, thanks for looking out for me. You can step to the side now and still take action despite the fear. And so I'm proud of you. I think you did it.
Thank
I think
you.
This interview has been great.
I hope so.
And we've had a little cheerleading squad sitting at the table
very
with
quietly.
Us. Yeah, you guys
great.
Can say hi so they know we're not lying.
Yeah. Thank you.
How'd you guys think she
said? Didn't think so good.
Yeah.
I don't even think they knew that. Yeah. Thank you. Oh yeah, they call me Cheese.
Yeah, like Colby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how can people reach out to you to say hello and tell you how moved they were by our conversation?
Okay. Again, kind of terrified by all of these social things. So email would be the best way.
So let's just do email.
And then let's just do Colby. So C-O-L-B-Y, like
yeah.
the cheese, at sisdigital.agency. And if you forget that, you can do colby.raker@gmail.com.
perfect.
And I would love that. Like, yay, that would be very encouraging, and I will definitely respond.
How do you spell raker?
R-A-K-E-R, like you rake the leaves.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And we will include that in the show notes so you can connect. Cool. You're awesome. You did awesome.
Thank you.
Definitely. You're awesome. Thank you.
I wouldn't have done it without you.
Aww.
I promise you.
Thank you. No, my favorite thing about having a podcast, this podcast, is the privilege and opportunity I have to do something that really helps so many people outside of just this room. She's fanning herself again.
So hot.
With that, tweet at Women in Tech Show to say hello and let us know what you thought of the interview. And I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision. Our incredible partner, Hack Reactor, helping people become legitimate engineers, is offering an outstanding scholarship program. If you don't take advantage of this, that's just nuts. Go to hackreactor.com/scholarships and enter Women in Tech. That's hackreactor.com/scholarships and enter the code Women in Tech.